Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 550. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I've got a lot of Bible scriptures to prove to you that Mary is, even though she's a highly chosen vessel of God, that she is not the Queen of Heaven. And I'm going to prove to you by Scripture that the whole body of Christ is the actual bride of Christ and will eventually, after the marriage supper of the Lamb, reign with Him and rule with Him forever in the kingdom of heaven, be His queen. If anyone is the queen, it's the entire body of Christ. We have some letters and also music. But right now, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord, Father, anoint me. You know that I am absolutely nothing without you. There is nothing that I can do without you. Lord, give me the words you preach, Lord, right this minute and throughout this whole service. Take me over, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that, and Lord, open up every heart out in radio land, and every mind, and Lord, let them receive you, Jesus, Father God, that you would let them receive Jesus with you, and you're the Holy Spirit, that their souls might be saved. And that the church, which is your body, will be strengthened in these last days. The church is not only your body, but she is your bride. And after the marriage supper of the Lamb, your queen. And both you, the head, and we, the body, including Mary, will reign with you forever and ever and ever in the kingdom of heaven and on earth, the whole universe. Lord, I ask that people receive that and be saved and be strengthened. And in the mighty name of Jesus, rebuke Satan. Lord, rebuke him. He's wearing out the saints. He's attempting to do it, but give us added strength. Send down power unto your witnesses, Lord, your two witnesses. Give power unto your two witnesses. Lord God, now in Jesus' mighty name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, there's so many different religions, and they're all wrong with the exception of one person, and that is Jesus. He's not a religion. What he is salvation to all those who believe. And here's a song, and I've done it kind of in a country style. It's called Jesus is the Only Way.
Jesus is the only way. Sold on him. Oh, they say that he's a square, that Jesus, he ain't nowhere. I know better. He lives in my heart. Jesus is the only way. Yes, you can find him in the Bible pages. Jesus, he's the rock of ages. He hides me in the cleft of a rock. Jesus is the only way. Jesus, Jesus is the only way. Death. He He's my sword and my shield. Jesus is the only way. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king said, in the fire they must go. They found out that the fire was burning. They were saved by the only man. Jesus is the only way.
And I might add that Jesus is not only the only way, but he's the only truth in the entire universe. Now, the only way, the only truth, and the only way that we can have life. He is the life. Jesus, after he ascended into the kingdom of heaven, became the life-giving spirit. And so, if we don't have the spirit of Christ in us, we don't have immortality in us. It's just absolutely impossible. All right, now we're going to start with the scriptures, because, you know, the Lord doesn't want us to believe any man. He wants us to check the scriptures to prove that the things that people are saying to you are the truth. Now, the Bible plainly states that Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Amen?
Amen.
So you know that I sing the truth and I preach the truth.
Amen.
Some people, you know, they just don't... They don't know what truth is, and they don't know what the way is, and they don't know what life is. You don't know what the way, the truth, and the life is until you've accepted the one who said, I am the only way, the only truth, the only life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Anyone that attempts to come to the kingdom of heaven in any other way than through me is a thief and a robber. And the Bible says that no thief or robber shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
All right, now we're going to start with reading some scriptures here. Now, the body, the Bible states that Jesus is the head, and we, the people that Jesus lives in, by him sending his life-giving spirit into us, we are the body of Christ. And so we're going to go to Romans 7:4.
Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ.
Okay, now that doesn't mean that the law, Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law, because if I destroyed the law, then nobody would be condemned. The people that would refuse to follow me would not be condemned. And so I'm saying to you that I am your friend if you do everything that I tell you to do. And he said that the body, in other words, that he's the good shepherd and we are the sheep. And we follow him wherever he goes, because he commands us, after we're saved, to take up the cross, deny ourselves daily, and follow him. All right, so... continue this. This shows that we're the body of Christ, married to Christ.
Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another.
See, we're married to him. Because we were married to another before. We're married to Satan. Okay, keep going.
Even to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God.
Okay, fruit means that we would bring forth. He says that I am the vine, you are the branches. Any person that doesn't bear fruit, in other words, that doesn't show that they're Christians by stop concentrating on some idol of yours, stop concentrating on the opposite sex, but concentrate on the Lord, then you become the body of Christ. We're married to Christ then. Read it again.
Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another.
Yeah, because after we accept Christ, the law has no power over us anymore. I mean, we keep the law even more drastically than we did before, because in the law it says anyone that commits adultery shall be stoned to death. But in the New Testament, with the New Covenant, the law is now the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And Jesus said, anyone that even looks on a woman with lust has committed adultery already with her. And so that's more strict. And then he says that we have to deny ourselves and take up the cross, our cross, and follow him. And now we go into how he talks of us as being children of the bride chamber. That's Matthew 9, 14 and 15.
Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast oft?
Yeah, they're saying, why do we fast all the time? And then what?
But thy disciples fast not. And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them.
Why is he talking about bridegroom? Why? Because we're going to be, if we continue on to the end, we're going to be married to him. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to be the bride. Now, if Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then every king must have his queen. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so if we're children of the bride chamber, and we attend the marriage supper of the Lamb, which is mentioned later on, we're going to read that, well, then we must be the king's wife. And the king's wife is always the queen. So we, as the children of the Lord, are the bride of Christ. He says so. He says the church is his bride. All right, so keep going.
The days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast.
Right. Okay, now number three. The bride must be without sin. Jesus is without sin. God cannot sin. Jesus did not sin. He made it through human life without any sin on him whatsoever. And so his bride must be also without stain, spot, or wrinkle. Do you think that the Holy God and Christ is God? He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Do you think he's going to walk down the aisle arm in arm with some female, this his bride, that's got stains all over her and spots and wrinkled dress? No, it doesn't say that. In the book of Revelation, it tells that she's spotless, dressed in white linen, no spot, no wrinkle, no stain on her whatsoever. So, now go ahead and read.
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 33. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
So, he gave himself for the church. Well, who do you think the church is? Mary?
No.
No, she's not. The church is not Mary. It's the all the members of the body of Christ. And the church is not the Vatican. They are so filled with heresy that it's impossible to actually tell it all in even 1,000 messages. But she is definitely, I've watched the Catholic channel on television, and they just keep muttering the same prayer over and over again because they don't want you to read the whole Bible. What they did is put together a catechism, and they want you to do the rosary because they don't want you to learn the entire Word of God. They want you to keep believing that Mary is the Queen of Heaven. And there is no queen in heaven at this time, but at the marriage supper of the Lamb, for all the people that have prepared themselves and made themselves ready to be the bride of Christ, the Queen of Heaven. Then, after that marriage supper of the Lamb, then the whole church, or the New Jerusalem, or the Bride of Christ, will be now the Queen of Heaven, reigning forever with Jesus. Now that would be so stupid for Christ to be married to his own, someone that bore him, and only her. The Lord stated that there are so many people that are righteous, and he says that there'll be thousands upon thousands, millions of people that will be the Bride of Christ. Yeah, they're all in one body, though, the body of Christ. They all do what he says. They do not let any religion con them into saying, like, come home to us, as though they are the church. They're not the church, they're the Antichrist, folks. All right, so no spot or wrinkle. Okay, this is Ephesians 5:25-33. Go ahead.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Right, so you see, the Vatican doesn't want you to read the word because the word will cleanse you. Because it says no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And that you're not even to look upon a person with lust in your heart, a woman with lust in your heart, or else you've committed adultery and you cannot go to heaven. So you have to keep yourself spotless and prepare yourself for the without spot or wrinkle to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, and we are the bride. And there are many parables about this in the Word of God. We're going to read some of them. Okay, keep going.
Verse 27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot.
See, there it is right there. It says, a glorious church. Amen?
Amen.
So, Mary isn't the church. Jesus didn't even call her mother. He said, woman. He says, what have I to do with you, woman? My time is not yet come. And what he meant is, by that is that he was going to turn her over to one of his disciples to take care of in his absence. Okay, then what?
Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
Yeah, so he's saying, why is he mentioning all these things to the people in the world that there's not going to be any spot or wrinkle? He just doesn't want anybody to sin anymore. And all these preachers are saying, God forgave you for your sins, past, present, and future. Well, then God would be getting married to a stinking hag. Be walking down the aisles with all kinds of varieties of different spots and blemishes all over her dress. Can you picture Christ marrying such a hag?
No.
Or a slut?
No.
Like that? A sinner, somebody that's filled with, so why did he die? He died to do away with sin. Okay? Not the law. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it. And when we get into Christ and he enters into us, well, then we happen to be perfect because we're in the Spirit. And all these people that are saying that you don't have to walk in the Spirit, that you could just, they are satanic preachers. The Bible talks about them. They make them themselves look, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of the living God. And they're of the devil. And so you must have never listened to them. Okay, continue.
But that it should be holy and without blemish.
Yes, the church, his bride has to be holy. Not a stinking sinner that keeps sinning, but holy. Spot, without any spot or wrinkle, then what? With no blemishes. Then what?
Verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies.
Yeah, in other words, you should, love means keeping the commandments of the Lord. You should, must keep the commandments of the Lord before your wife so that she will want to be your wife. She will begin being like you. All right? Mm-hmm. This is for men that are married to women. A lot of people say, well, this is sin and that is sin. No, what the Bible says is sin, not what you make up in your mind. And what the Bible says is sin is not what you, you know, you exclude a lot of the commandments of the Lord, and then you just carry on a way that is totally sinful. All right, so the Word tells us, the bread of life tells us which is sin and what is not sin. All right, then what?
He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall...
So we are members of his body. What does that mean, that he only has one member? That's Mary? Huh?
No.
It says we, the entire church, millions of people, are members of his body. The one body. Okay, then what?
For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Yeah, Christ and his church, or his bride, and eventually the Queen of Heaven. There's no queen up there now. He said he really condemns people that make drink offerings unto some supposed Queen of Heaven. And there is no Queen of Heaven yet. The Mary Supper of the Lamb has not come to pass yet. A lot of people say that Jesus is coming back to earth again real soon, and he is, but there's certain signs yet that have not been fulfilled. The Bible states that there will be two witnesses, and the world will hate them more than anything, and they'll make up stories about them, and that they're going to hate them so much, and then Satan, one of his vessels, will come up and kill those two witnesses, and they'll lay on the streets for 3.5 days in Jerusalem, and then their dead bodies will come to life, because God, the Spirit of God, will enter them again, and they will ascend up before the eyes of everybody in the world into the kingdom of heaven in a cloud. And there, that will prove without a doubt that if these two rose up into heaven in a cloud, then Christ also did the same thing. And there should be many believers, but at that time, there still won't be that many believers because the people's hearts are so hardened that they actually won't even allow those people's bodies to be buried. And I'm glad of that. Okay, number four. We must deny ourselves in order to be spotless. We can't allow ourselves to lie or steal or cheat or commit adultery or fornication or be homosexuals. The Lord, you may say that homosexuality is fine, but do you think that the Lord is going to walk down the aisle with a man, sick, demented people? Okay, so... this is number four, Luke 9:23-25.
And Jesus said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Yeah, but the people that are preaching these false doctrines said, we don't have to deny ourselves. God said, let's enjoy everyday life with choice mayors or somebody. Listen, you know, enjoy everyday life. Don't be carrying any cross or denying yourself. After all, you only live once. And the majority of your preachers are false, and they're teaching this. All right, keep going.
Verse 24, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
Yeah, everybody that wants to just live the life the way they want to live it, you're going to lose your life. Then what?
But whosoever will lose his life for my sake... The same
that will do what Jesus says. Will what?
The same shall save it.
Will save your life. All right. All right. Now, this is talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's Matthew 22, verses 2 through 14.
The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding.
Call them? Well, I thought only Mary was the Queen of Heaven, is what these heretics say. Huh? He says he's calling others. Amen?
Amen.
Calling us to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then what?
And they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying...
Yeah, servants, and we are the servants together to put together the body of Christ. Okay, and then what?
Tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage.
We're telling people, come on, you're going to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You're going to be able to live forever, and you're going to get to be the bride of Christ, and they just don't want to come because they're interested only in this world. But, folks, don't you realize how soon it is that the end of the world is coming? It's going to come so fast. Those two witnesses, for sure, are on the earth right now. Okay, it's really the end of time. There's one on earth and one on the other side right now. The other one on the other side is coming back. Okay?
Yes.
It's a man and wife. Okay, then what?
But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise.
See, yeah, just busy in merchandise or farming. It's like people are all wrapped up into that, in trains and sports and music and everything like that. Okay, then what?
Verse 6, and the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Verse 7, but when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Verse 8, then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall...
In other words, go out into the streets, out into the highways and hedges, because all the goody two-shoes and the fat cats refused to come because they thought that what they were doing was far more important than passing out leaflets and preaching the word of God and praying and fasting and doing all those different things, or doing whatever the Lord wants them to do. So the fat cats, you know, he said, we're going to do some merchandising here. And also, let's go out and do some farming or some other thing. Let's do sports, because Jesus is really blessing me to do sports. No, he isn't. There's nothing in the Bible like that. Some heretic preacher told you that. Okay, then what else?
As many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Verse 10.
To the marriage. So the Bible keeps talking about a marriage of the Lamb. Amen?
Amen.
So, and everybody's invited, but they're not wanting to come. They just said, we don't have time for Jesus today. And what do you suppose that the Lord is going to do when you stand before him, the Father God, at the in the kingdom of heaven? He's going to sling you down into hell. Go ahead, keep reading.
So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests.
Right. Okay. Are you going to be a guest? It's not just Mary going to be there. Okay. It's going to be guests, plural. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Verse 11. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment.
Well, he didn't prepare himself. He didn't walk in the Spirit. And they think they're going to get violent because you can't crash that party.
Yeah.
That wedding party. You're not going to be a party crasher. Okay, you have to have gone through the fire in order to make it there. You have to be made tired, sometimes so tired you can't even hardly lift your head up. You also have to really be diligent. You must be walking in the Spirit diligently. Because you yourself being diligent doesn't mean anything unless you diligently are walking in the Holy Spirit. Because this is a holy bride, and she has kept herself, she made herself ready to marry Christ. We have to be united to him in this world in order to live with him forevermore. Go ahead.
Verse 12, and he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless.
Yeah, speechless. What are you going to say to God? Are you going to try to con him when you're up there? Then what?
Verse 13, then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.
Right. Everybody in the world is called to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But only few of us have been chosen. We've been chosen to gather you people together and for you to listen to us, because I'm not preaching the gospel according to Tony. I'm preaching the gospel according to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. Okay, now there's a parable also of this wedding. 10 virgins, Matthew 25:1-13.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Oh, the bridegroom again. These virgins. See, the Bible doesn't talk about you being a virgin. If you've committed all kinds of sexual sins and things like this, you come to the Lord, He'll forgive every single one of them, and He'll drown them in the sea of His forgetfulness and never remember them again. But what the Lord will not forgive is if you begin living that kind of a life again after you've been born again of the Spirit. And this is what this is talking. There's 5 virgins. There's 10 virgins here. They were all saved. But 5 of them, and this really shoots that false doctrine out of the water that says, there's no backsliding. You can't, once you're sealed in, you're not sealed in. The Lord says He'll blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And right here, if you don't make yourself ready to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb, when the Lord comes and you're not ready, they want to borrow oil. In other words, the Holy Spirit from these people that filled themselves up with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. So they filled, 5 of them filled themselves and kept themselves filled, but the other 5 didn't. Listen. Okay, keep going.
Verse 2, and 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish.
Foolish. Wise are those that fear the Lord. Wisdom is those that fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. Then go ahead.
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
They didn't walk in the Holy Spirit. That's what that means. That's symbolic of that. Then what else?
Verse 4, but the wise took oil in their vessels.
Yeah, they walked in the Holy Spirit. They are always in the Spirit because the Lord said that we don't know when He's going to come. He's going to come like a thief in the night. Now, just when you least expect Him, He's going to come. And if you don't have any Spirit, if you're not walking in the Holy Spirit, you'll be lost when He comes. All right, keep going.
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
They all were asleep. Okay, then what?
And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Oh, the bridegroom again. Is this bridegroom coming for all 10 of these virgins? Mm-hmm. Yes, He is, but He's not going to accept 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But 5 is still more than Mary. Amen?
Amen.
Mary's just one. She's not the queen of heaven, folks. There is no queen there. The Bible plainly tells where God says that He's enraged at people that pray to the king, to the queen of heaven, and make drink offerings unto her, and that make all kinds of offerings unto this supposed queen of heaven. Then what?
Go ye out to meet him. Verse 7. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
Yeah, we want to go with the bridegroom. We don't want to go to hell. And what?
Verse 9, but the wise answered, saying, not so.
Oh, no, we're not going to give you our, there's no way that we can transfer the Holy Spirit from our bodies into yours. Okay, you're finished. Not so. Okay, then what?
Lest there be not enough for us and you.
Yeah, and we're going to watch out for ourselves. And everybody that really loves the Lord is going to watch out to keep themselves spotless. Amen? Then what?
But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Verse 10, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was
shut. To what marriage? What marriage? The marriage supper of the Lamb. I mean, it's in the Bible all the way throughout. Amen?
Amen.
It's even in the book of Isaiah. Okay, then what else?
Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Verse 12, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not.
I don't know who you are. You're not my bride. You're a nothing. You're chaff. You're like goats instead of sheep. Then what?
Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Oh, you don't know when he's going to come. As a matter of fact, he might come and get you tonight. People have woke up and says, you could hear him say, somebody done called my name, and then all of a sudden the breath goes out of their body. Okay, now, Revelations chapter 3, verse 5. The overcomers, the ones that continue patiently continuing on, even though they're tired and they're worn out, they patiently wait and wait, and then so the overcomers will be clothed in white garments, white, without any stain, spot, or wrinkle on them. They must be perfect. Go ahead, read it.
He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life.
Well, wait a minute. How could anybody be... their names be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life if they were in there once before? I thought everybody was sealed, is what these false prophets say, right?
Right.
Well, he says, I'll blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't make yourself good. You're not walking in the Spirit. Okay, now, Revelations 3:18.
I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in
okay,
the fire.
Okay, that name, buy of me gold. Gold. Do you know what that means? Buy of him gold? No. But I'd like to explain it to the folks. The Lord says, buy of me what?
Gold.
Gold. That means we have to go through the fire. Gold has to go through the fire before it is pure gold. And we have to be like pure gold. We have to go through fire. That means trials and tribulations and fastings and praying. Without ceasing. Pray always. Okay, then what?
That thou mayest be rich.
So that you might be rich with the Spirit of God and the things that God will give you. Then what else?
And white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see.
That means read the Word of God, because that's your eye salve. All right, that you may what?
See.
So that you can see. Okay, now, we reign on earth for Christ. And if we reign with him in this world, we shall reign with him in heaven. Reign, what does that mean? Well, only kings and queens reign, amen?
Amen.
Okay, so he said that he made us kings and priests to rule here, but in one body we eventually are going to be married, we're going to be the bride of Christ. These are different stages that happen in the Bible. When the end of time comes, we're all gathered around up in the kingdom of heaven, one body, and no person that is a foreign object, somebody that doesn't fit, they're not dressed, they're not clean and white and pure. They've got stains all over them. They're going to be cast out. Okay, we reign on earth. Revelations 5:10.
And thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
We shall reign on earth. Okay, but they're saying the Antichrist government is to reign on earth. But the Lord said that we, these people that keep themselves spotless and without sin, reign on earth. And that's why they're trying to make every person that is of the Lord, they're trying to make them look like they're sinning. And so they're trying to make them embarrassed, you know, that these people, they're sinners. How could they be of the Lord if they're sinning? Well, this is anti-Alamo propaganda, so far as I am concerned. Okay, so another thing I'd like to mention right now, you know, these incantations. This is the use of spells or verbal charms or chants spoken or sung as a part of the ritual of magic. This is what the Catholics do. They say, Holy Mother, Holy Mary, Mother of God, the Lord is with thee, blah, 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 and then they do it over and over again. We stayed on the television about for half hour one time and a half hour another time. And that's all they were doing. And so I looked at the faces of the people who were doing it, and I could just almost see vacancy signs all over their face because they don't know the Bible. And it seems as though it appears that this false religion appeals to people that are stupid, because they just keep saying, oh, you know, Holy Mary, Mother of God, the Lord is with thee. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And they go on and on and on. That is what is called incantations, all right? And this is rituals of magic, which the Lord hates. Hence, the ceremonial chanting or reciting of these canned prayers or incantations, magic, sorcery, enchantment. She is not the queen. She's not, you shouldn't be praying to her because that's a horrible sin. She's not deity. She'll be a member of the body of Christ once we all get into heaven, and she still has to go through the marriage supper of the Lamb. She's just one of the millions of members in the body of Christ. You highly underestimate the Lord and his body, the church. Okay? And that was Revelation what? 5:10?
Yes.
Okay, now let's go to Revelation 19:7-8.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
Okay, his wife is the church has made herself ready, because she's been tempted thousands of times to sin, and she didn't. And that's what it means, that you're getting yourself ready to meet thy God, to meet thy the Lord, to meet your bridegroom, to meet your husband at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then, at the marriage supper of the Lamb, you get married, he's walking down the aisle with this beautiful, gorgeous, spotless, clean body of Christ, his body. And they walk together, and we're going to reign and rule in heaven forever and ever. Okay, keep going.
Verse 8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
Ah, it's the righteousness of the saints. Of course it is. The righteousness of the saints. Okay, read Revelation 2:26-27.
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end.
Okay, only the people that overcome that are not tempted to sin. They may be tempted, but they rebuke the devil in the blood of Jesus. This seducing spirits that are here on earth, they rebuke them. And then what?
To him will I give power over the nations.
So to a person that is going to be married to God, that's married here, and we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we make it through that, and we become the queen of heaven, then we become what? We do what?
He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations.
So, we have power over the nations. Not the Vatican, not the Antichrist, but we do have power over the nations. What else?
And he shall rule them.
And we shall rule them. The whole body of Christ will rule them, what?
With a rod of iron.
And that rod of iron is the strict word of God. Then what?
As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers.
Yes, we break this rotten cult down with the word of God. We are not violent, but we violently tear down this antichrist, idol-worshipping church cult. Okay, then what?
Even as I received of my Father.
Okay. Now, Revelation 12:5.
And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
Read that again.
And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod
of iron. Yeah, well, he's the head and we're the body, so all together we're one in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And so we should do what?
rule all nations with a rod of iron.
With the word of God. Then what? The strict word of God. Then what?
And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
Right. Okay, and then Revelation 19:15.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should...
That's the word of God. Then what?
That with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth...
Right, it's the same thing. He is the head, and we are his body, and so we are him. We become one in Christ Jesus. Not just him and Mary, okay?
Amen.
That's such a hellish doctrine that it's... impossible to take care of it in the program. We're almost finished with this program right now. Then go ahead.
And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
Okay, now Revelations 21, verses 2 and 3.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down.
Yeah, we're the New Jerusalem, all right? We're the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem, the church. The bride of Christ, the after the marriage supper of the Lamb, you know what we are. We're the body, we're the actual queen with, if we're reigning with him, we are the queen. He's the king, we're the queen. But it's still, we're just the body of Christ. Okay, then what?
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
All right, and so you have other scriptures that I gave you?
Yes. Romans chapter 12, verse 5.
Okay, go ahead.
So we being many are one body in
Christ. We being many are one body. What? And then what did it say?
In Christ.
In Christ. It's not just Christ and Mary. Amen?
Amen.
That is so stupid. That's why you people need to read the Bible. The Lord appeared in front of me in a mirror and told me, I was just laying back, you know, and just building houses for the brothers and sisters to live in. And then all of a sudden he appeared to me in a oval-shaped mirror and I thought he was taking me. I said, Lord, I was so happy that he came to get me. And he said, not now, not now. And he held his hand up, and I didn't see any hole in his hand because there's no imperfection in heaven. Okay? And he said, and then he started talking to me like a radio that was going off and on, and I couldn't catch his words. And it was like he's telling me, you're not hearing me. Get into the Word. And so I started getting into the Word. And then he showed me a picture, a vision of this bulldog. You could just see him sleeping in the noonday sun. Half of his body was into a doghouse, and the rest of him was laying outside, and he had a little dish there to eat. And then it was like a camera that moved back, and you could see the top of his head, and it was sawed off, and there was a lion lapping his brains out. And it was like the Lord is saying, you're a dog if you don't get into the Word. Because the outside of the kingdom of heaven are dogs. And every kind of sinner there is. Liars, effeminate people, and people that love a lie. They love to hear lies, and they love to make up lies about people. And adulterers and fornicators and all these trashy human, the people that have lived trashy human lives. And so there's this vision. So it's very important that you get into the Word of God, because if I wouldn't have told you these things tonight or this afternoon or this morning, whenever you're listening to the program, you wouldn't know these things if you don't read. You have to take the time out, just like the people. You're all invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and the Lord really wants you to be there. But you're believing these preachers that said God just loves you unconditionally, but everything with God is a condition. He said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And he says, a person that says that he loves me as a a husband, and me and us is his wife, and said, doesn't keep my commandments, you're liars, and the truth is not in you. So the people that say that you don't have to keep God's commandments that are on the air today are liars, and the truth is not in them. So be careful. He also states, he that saith I know him and keepeth not my commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The first one was John 15:14, and the second one is 1 John 2:4. So, you know, you can know the Lord right now. I've given you enough scriptures where you should be able to believe that you have the strong potentiality of being the bride of Christ. And you're either going to be the bride of Christ or you're going to be screaming your head off in hell. You're going to be screaming and gnashing and gnawing on your tongue and grinding your teeth forever. It's just like you being in a French fryer that's turned on full blast, and then multiply that a million times. You're not going to want to be in hell, folks. So say this prayer so that your soul can be saved right this minute. Say to the Lord, my Lord, my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. It's your word. You said everyone that calls upon you, that you'll save. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, because you're everywhere. You're the air. And I know that you have answered me. And I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord and give him all the glory. And read the King James Version of the Bible. And I mean, just keep study it. Don't just read it. And Sharon, tell them how they can receive a copy of this program, number 550. And please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alano. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message in the Lord with powerful scriptures that show you the way, the truth, and the life, which is Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. And now, you know, the kingdom of heaven is crystal. It's just like the streets are made out of gold, and they're like crystal also. And so George Mottola's wife wrote a song for me called Crystal Mountain. And it's talking about the kingdom of heaven. And it's a climb to get there, but don't faint. Don't be weary in well-doing. Here I am to sing for you, Crystal Mountain. And there's a big name singer, a female. Her name is Janie Fricky, that is singing with me.
Way up high, there's a crystal mountain higher than the eagles fly, where love is flowing like a fountain, where the soul will never die. And it's free,
and it's free
to all who find it, for the door is open wide. Look, the path is straight and narrow to this mountain way up high. Come with me,
come with me,
up to this mountain,
up to this mountain,
where the crystal,
where the
waters flow. For the treasures you will find precious gold.
darkness, many people lose their way, never thinking about tomorrow, living only for today. But within this crystal mountain shines the light to guide the way. Just look and you will find it. Love's the only price you pay. Come with me.
Come with me.
On to this mountain.
Treasures
you will find there are worth more.